Boy El Paroi, we're in the middle of the process of the Eser Makos. It's Mesuder such that in Va'era we have the first seven Makos, and then three Parshas Boy. Boy is Gematria 3. Boy is also Rosh Hatevis, Bechoyrois, and Arbe for the Makos that are in the Parsha. Choshech we don't see in this Rosh Hatevis. And Boy is also Emuna and Betochain. Now the pasuk says Boy El Paroi. Be'emes it says it in other places also by some of the other makis. In the Sefer HaZoyer HaKadosh it asks, it really should have said Lech El Paroi. And there are many truths into that why it says Boy El Paroi. But there's an interesting, there's a Sefer, Magen Avraham, Hasidus HaSefer, it says, not the Pirushan, Arachayim. It says Boy El Paroi. Oh. Lemaisa, Paroi represents the Yetzirah, Paroi represents the Tzad Hara, and sometimes we're overwhelmed and we think we can't confront it. And maybe it's just too much. And on that, the Pasuk is telling us, no, Boy El Paroi, you can confront the Paroi, you can. You know why? You think it's maybe too overwhelming, too much? What are you talking about? Ki ani hichbarati esliboy, I'm the Beshefer behind it. Don't think it's maybe too much of an assignment for you. It can't be. Says the Rabbi Mishlailam, I'm the one behind it. Whatever the Nisoyan of the overwhelming Paroi of each generation is, in Ruchnius or in Gashmius or in any front, I'm the one behind it all. And the Sfarim Bemis explained that Moshe, we know, is Gematria 345. Chazak, Chazak, Chazak. Also, Kel Shakai is also 345. Moshe is 345. Paroi is 355. 10 more than Moshe, yes. But he gets 10 makos. And that knocks him down to be on par with Moshe. But the Chasam Sofer writes that the emes is la'osid, it's boy el pari. Add boy. Boy is 3. Add 3 to pari. Pari is 355. Add 3, you get 358, which is Mashiach. It's also Nachash. It's also a lot of other things. But it's boy el pari. You can get to Taka Mashiach. Boy represents also that la'osid is going to be the last three of the Umayyads, Kaini, Knizi, Kadmoini, Lasad Lavi, we're going to go beyond seven. We're going to go beyond the Teva. We're going to go to these last three Makas. The Makas we know are also Keneged, the Aseres Hadibrais, it's Keneged, the Asara Mamorais, and you have to know each one what Mimer it's parallel to. It's interesting, though, that in Arbe, which is the Maka we're having, Moshe Rabbeinu is not told by the Bashefer what the Maka is going to be. He figures it out on his own. In all the other Makas, Hashem tells him what the Maka is going to be here. Hashem tells Moshe to go, and he tells Pari about Arba. Moshe figured it out. The Rishonim talk about this. I mean, he did have some hints. It starts with an Aleph, the Tzachadash Be'achav, and he probably knows that it has to do with the rest of the Chita Se'ira that was not damaged yet by the Barad. And based on how it's parallel to the Asara Mamores, he probably had it worked out to know. But there's an interesting pshat from Rav Shamshin Mastropolia. He says, Boy El Paroi. Put boy into paroi. Pei and beis are interchangeable. The letter pei in a Sefer Torah, if you look at the letter pei, it's black. All the oisiyos are dioi shochar. But look at the white inside the pei. If a Sefer did a job correctly, it looks exactly like a base. There's a white base inside your pay. Pay and base are interchangeable, so is ayin and aleph. Put boy into pari. Switch the pay for a base. Switch the ayin of pari for an aleph. What do you get? Arbe. Boy el pari. Put boy into pari. And it switches, it gets into arbe. The difference in gematria between arbe and pari is 147. 147, the shnoisav of Yaakov Avinu, who there was a rav, and Yaakov, 147, takes away the rav. And now, boy, El Paroi, catch on, it's going to be Arba. That's going to bring back the rav. It's going to take away all the rest of the Yavul that's left. Now, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed, pasuk Chav Zayin. The pasuk says, Melech ein la'arbe, vayetze choytzeitz kuloi. The Arba doesn't have a king. It's true. In the Teva, the various Chayos, Shrotzim, Behemos, there's an hierarchy. Not just that the Aryeh is the king, but even in amongst the Aryeh, there's the Melech Arayas. By the Namala, there's a Melech. By the Devorim, by all the various Chayos, Behemos, and Shrotzim, there's a king, there's a queen, there's the one in charge, there's the one who thinks he's in charge, there's all the different kinds. Melech Ein La'arbe. Arbe comes as a swarm. There's no king, there's no one in charge. It's anarchy, total anarchy. And that's what's happening here. Pari is losing his malchus. It's going downhill fast. It's a matzav of arbit. There's going to be total hisnagdus to the whole ma'arechet of his malchus. Melech ein la'arba. That's what the arba represents. My apologies, but boy el paroi is gematria melech ein la'arba. 389. Boy el paroi is gematria melech ein la'arba. And that's, again, Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that he's saying, getting a makkah of arba. Arba is the eighth makkah, and it's already going beyond the teva. Arba is gematria 208. 208 is eight times Shem Havaya. Va'er is also eight, but it was seven until you got to the eight. Va'er is gematria 208. And a brismila, we talked about this last week, Yitzchak is 208. By a brismila, b'damayich chayi is 208. And we're going now, the makas are already going into a level of beyond the teva. Now, again, we mentioned already, the Rishonim ask, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know it's Arba? So the Daskenim says, well, he knew it started with an Aleph, be'achav. The Pirush HaRosh ala Torah says he makes a Gzeresh Shava. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Gzeresh Shava. It says over here, Lamant Tesaper. And in Sefer Yoyel, that's one of the Svarim in the Treyasar, it says Tesaper, also about Arba. So he made a Gzeresh Shava, Tesaper. Now the pasuk says over here by the Arba, and it's referring though to the next few makas that are going to be Leman Shisi Oisoi Sai Ail Eile Bekirboi. Our Oisiyos. We know a Yid has three Oisiyos. There are three Oisiyos: Ois of Bris Mila, Ois of Shabbos, and Ois of Tfilin. On Shabbos we have no Tfilin because we have the Ois of Shabbos. During the week we have the Oisis of Tfilin and Mila. The three makas that are left over here in the parasha Arba, Choshech, and Makas Bechoris are actually nirmas to the three Oisiyos. Arba, it says Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, and the Balaturim says it's a sushtel to Vayonach v'yayim Hashvi, that the Arba rested on Shabbos. When Arba was, we discussed in last week's parsha whether it was in Shvat or it was already in Adar. Some say Makas Choshech was in Adar, La'yhudim Hoysa Oira. There's various ways to work it out. But Arba, the pasuk says, was noch on Shabbos. Choshech, so Arba is connected to Ois of Shabbos. Choshech is connected to Ois of Mila because Mila is that Yemesalik the Orla. In Makas Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away 80% of Klal Yisrael. He was totally Mesalik, the Orla, and that's Sila Ka'orla is Mila. And B'chayrois is the parish of Kaddish Likol B'char, which is in the Tfilin, and that's how Shisisi Oisoi Sai Eile is going on the three Oises that we mentioned. Now, Pari has a Shaka V'tari with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, he tells him, Loichein, Lechuna HaGvorim V'ivdu Es Hashem. I want you to leave the little kids. Let the Gvorim go. And as the process progresses, first he's masking only the Gvorim, then even Noshim. At one point he says, even just leave the Behemoth back. What's the deal with that? What are they so? So, okay, leave the Behemoth. We'll get new Behemoth. But at this stage he says, Lechuna HaGvorim V'ivdu Es Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu, faking it or not, is asking for a 3-day respite, not for a total Yitzia. Because they're about to fall in the Nunshari Tumah, a 3-day Hischaskus is going to give them chizik to be able to come back and stay for another 190 years, like a mid-Dainazman and blues, you know, spurt of. But now, it's interesting, there's a diak over here, it says, L'chuna agvarim ki oisa atem avakshim. So I saw an interesting pshat. We know that Levi's wife's name was Oisa. It's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Asher Yolda Oisa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim. Daskenim says Oisa means that was his name. Shem Ishtoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu's great grandmother is Oisa. And Pari says, you know what? He says, you're giving me a bubba maisa. You want everyone to leave? I want Oisa to stay. This is my mashkin. And they say, no, we need Oisa has to come Oisa. He says, yeah, now I get it. You're leaving. You're not going for a 3. If it's a 3-day trip, you could leave the bubba here. No, ki Oisa, the bubba Oisa, atem nevakshim. And then we move on, is Makas Choshech. As a hakdama to Makas Choshech, we first have to understand the Metzius of Choshech by the Bria Sa'olam. Not when it's a Makkah, when it's a Bria, Latoiva. When the Eivishter was Bairi Oren Choshech. If you do, there's a big machlokes whether Choshech is a Bria or it's just Heder Or. Well, it's a Gemara Chagiga Daf Yudeis that says there were 10 things that were created, and one of them is on the list is Or and Choshech. As I state also in the Marsha and Tomet, he's Medayik like that. And there are many Makairis, the Goin is Mayrach about it, and others that Avada Choshech is a Bria. Me'idach Gisa, the Ibn Ezra, and the Bach in Tor in Hilchis Asher Yotzer and Simon Vav, and Reb Sadia Goin, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and there are many sources that learn that no, that Oyer is a Bria. Chayshech is actually only the absence of Or, it's not a Bria. If Chayshech is a Bria, for what purpose was it created? If you take away Oyer, so then it's dark, lightless. I don't know. I don't want to say Chayshech, but what do you need Chayshech for? The Netziv explains in the beginning of Pesachim that he brings a Yerushalmi and a Medrash that says that there were people hiding in a cave and they were not able to go out at all, and they needed to know when it was day and when it was night. And they lit a candle in the cave, and when the candle shined brighter, they knew it was nighttime. Because in Choshech, the Metzius of Choshech, the light of a candle shines brighter. Someone once asked me, how did the Choshech get into the cave? Where does he think the Choshech comes from? I don't know. The Choshech was, at night, there's Choshech all across the world. It doesn't come from the sun. Or it comes from the sun. Choshech is, at night, there's Choshech. But it's this machlokes now, whether Choshech by Bria Sa'olam is a Bria or just a header of Or, L'chayra, the Maka of Choshech, Avada, was a Metzias of Choshech, and it was to the extent that they weren't even able to move. Now Rashi says, V'loma hevi aleim Choshech. So Rashi brings two pshat, and one is so because the Mitzrayim shouldn't see the fact that 80%, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael die. And another pshat is that they should be able to be searching for the Kesef and the Zav of the Mitzrayim. So there's an interesting pshat, Chanukas HaTorah. He says, why does Rashi need two pshatim? Lo mehevi aleim choshech. What do you need two pshatim for? What's wrong with one pshat? So he says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that if Bezdin paskins, the entire Bezdin l'choiva, not even one, is saying l'schus, total l'choiva, that's kufa mezakehim. It has to, if they all had the same reason. Now, it says, there's a medrash that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meyayitz with the pamal yishamal and kulam amru, that there should be a makaf choshech. Now, l'choiva, if kulam amru, then dafka forget, there shouldn't be. The Teretz is, yeah, but there was more than one reason. This din that when Bezdin decides to do something kulam unanimously, it's only if it's unanimously also in the reason. Bavaran's Rashi, no, Choshech has two reasons. And therefore, since it's two reasons, it's not a problem. I saw another pshat, interesting. Rashi asked, V'lom hevi aleim Choshech. Why didn't Rashi, by the first 9, 8, Marcus ask, V'lom hevi aleim Arba, V'lom hevi aleim Dam, what's going on over here by Choshech specifically? Well, it's interesting, by Choshech, you know, by Dam, the Mitzrayim were able to pay money to get clean water. Was there such a thing? You were able to pay for electricity? If you like, there was this thing also, there was like a payment process thing, system. I mean, it would default on the searching for the Oitzris. But lo mehevi aleim choshech. So the pshat is azoy, all the makas, it says mefurish in the pasuk l'man yedu, that the Mitzrayim should see and understand and realize, and it's a lesson for them. Oh, but by choshech they don't see. Fret Rashi, all the other markets, we understand, they came to see. They're understanding. Daf Rashi Zogin, two pshatim, either to be kaver 80% the Rishayim, or to look for the Oitzris. Now, when was the Mark of Choshech again? There are those that say it was in Adar, there are those that say it was already in Nisan. According to one Cheshbon, it was actually 6 days Choshech, not seven. It started on Zion Nisan. Zion Chesen Tes was the first segment of 3 days of Choshech. Yud Nisan that year was a Shabbos. Shabbos it was off. And then again, another segment of 3 days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel entering into Makkos Bechor is happening. Now again, all the other Makkos we discussed last week, Lav Dafka, all of them, but many of the Makkos, according to most Shittas, was 7 days. Where's the 7 days of Choshech? So we said no, Choshech was different. It was 3 days, a Shabbos respite, and then another 3 days. But the Chizkuni writes that there actually was a seventh day of Choshech. There's supposed to be 7 days of Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynez. You know, the Olam is familiar with the Gemara Chagiga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynez the Or. Here it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynez the Choshech. And he saved it by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim had a extra Choshech over there. That's how you get to the seventh day. But it's interesting. They call it a Geniz of Choshech. Now, we mentioned that there are two Kapitlach Tehillim that go by Riches into the Makkos and discuss them at length in a different order. And there are very interesting and various diukim to see in the psukim over there. So in Choshech specifically, I want to tell them, and it says it before a lot of the other makas, that's a separate issue. But the pasuk says, Kapitel Kuf Hei, pasuk Chof Ches in Tehillim, Sholach Choshech Vayachshech, V'loi Moru Es Dvoroi. He sent Choshech, and they weren't Moru Es Dvoroi. Who wasn't Moru Es Dvoroi? Rashi learns the Teva, the makas, didn't make a merida. They did what Hashem told them to do. The Radak over there in Tehillim learns V'lay Moro is Tavari is going on Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe and Aaron weren't scared to go into the Paroi. Imagine Paroi is the go into Hitler to send the Jewish Mishlachas in 1939 into Hitler to have a shmooze with him and try to convince him. V'lay Moro is Tavari. Moshe and Aaron weren't frightened. But the Noam Elimelech says, Amar Kipshat. V'lay Moro is Tavari is going on Paroi. Because it's Yadu with the famous Kasha. There was Bris Ben Absarim, there was a Gezerah, there was a Nevuah. It was supposed to happen. Be'eretz Loi Lahem, the Yidden are supposed to be Meshubid. Why is Pari punished? He's Sachakol doing his Shlichas. He's just doing his job. So the Mefarshim talk about it. He should have punted it to a different Ummah. He shouldn't have done it with such zeal. And there are various Pshatim. But the Noam HaMelech says, Amar Gezach. Yes, it was a Nigzar. And he's arguing on the other Tosin. It was specifically Pari in Mitzrayim that was supposed to do this. It was Kach Gozra Boyred. No, but he should have been Moyred. To start up with the Yidden, even if it's a Tzivim, it furs from the Boyred. He should have been Moyred. The Pasuk says, Pari is punished. V'loy Moro is the Boyred. He didn't Moyred in what he was. Shepim et Ayid? No, he should have been Moyred. Even though it was Lehedi Ogzeira. V'loy Moro is the Boyred. That's how you can read the Pshat in the Pasuk. Now the Pasuk says by Choshech, another Nakuda. The Pasuk says, V'loy Ro Ishes Ochiv. V'leikamu ish mitachtav. You don't see another person. We spoke about this other times. Choshech means you don't see the other person. When a person is an oir and he's an oiris, he's able to see beyond and see the other person. Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate opposite of this. Vayigdal Moshe, we spoke about the other weeks. Vayigdal Moshe, vayetze el echov, vayar b'sivloisam. That's oir. He's able to see the sevel of another person. To be nice to Ba'alam Chaveri. Choshech is when you can't even see the other person. And, you know, Rav Volba talks about this. The Pasuk says in Gemara Darshan, in Sukkah, the Gemara brings, but it's a Pasuk, V'chesed Hashem me'oilam v'ad oilam al Yireyav. And he shtells, Chesed means Ben Adam Chaveri. Yireyav is Ben Adam Lamokim. What's the Shiluv? What's the connection? The Chesed and the Yira. Why are they going together? The Nakuda is, when a person sometimes is so dark and locked in and close-minded and shakua in his own problems, he's not able to see beyond himself. Babamida, he's not able to see Yene, and he's not able to see the Bashefer. It goes together. The Ben Adam Lachaveri and the Ben Adam Lamokim Shairish Echad Lehem, that a person should be in an order to be able to see beyond himself. When a person's not able to see beyond himself, he's not able to move on. In Lemoshel, we say, the Gemara says in Brachas, when is the proper time for saying Kriya Shma Shel Shachris, according to one man, the Omer? The proper time for being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, B'shoa Sheyakir Es Chaveiroi HaRochak Mimenu Arba Amos. When you're able to see your friend as well, you're able to see, it's not that dark, you're able to see your friend, you're able to say Kriya Shma. You're not able to see your friend, you're not ready to say Kriya Shma yet. It goes together. The Ches and the Shem Eoilim Vad Eoilim Al Yireyav, that's the Arbit of Choshech. Now the Emes says, after Makas Choshech, Hashem has the Shach of Atari, and this time already Pari is Nichna, Binareinu, Biskeneinu, Oysa, the Baba, everyone can go. Just leave the Behemoth. So Moshe says, no, they're fighting on that. What's the deal? What's up? Be Mavater, you'll get Behemoth. You'll order them in Alibaba. You'll get Behemoth. We'll figure it out. What? It's a Moiridiki Yisoid. You have to have an Itzachayim. When the Yidden are going out, they would be Avdas for so many years. They have to have an Itzachim. They have to have a victory with unconditional surrender. If Paro is still setting the tone, he says, yeah, the Behemoth's not. Or on Monday I'll let out this hostage, but on my terms. That you're not having a victory yet. The victory is when it's total and you're able to say, don't stop telling me the Behemoth's not. When it's done, you're out of here, we're out of here. Until then, Red Zechayim, a lot of things it is, on Itzachin it's not. That's the Nekudah Moshe's Matish. Don't even tell us you're keeping the Behemoth. You're not setting the terms. We're setting the terms. That's the Nekudah of the Shach of Atari. Now, as we're headed to Makas Becheres, of course, there's a Hafsok in the Parsha talks about Korban Pesach and Achoydash Azelochem, and then it goes back to Makas Becheres, and it's a whole process. But we know, and we've discussed already, that there's the Tzach, Adash, V'Achav, which is the remes for the 10 Makos. Now, there's a beautiful and Kabbalistic Michtav from Rav Shamshon Rashtrapoli. There are those that have a minig to say this on Erev Pesach. There are those that have a minig to give money to Vada Rabbanim, and then someone else says it for you on Erev Pesach. But In this michta from Rav Shamsher Mashtepalia, it says various cheshbonos, fascinating things, but amongst them it says that Dam Tzvardei Akinim Orev Dever Shechin Barad Arba Choshech Makis Bechoyris is Gematria 3,280. And he says it's a remez to the pasuk Lahakois Be'egroif. Egroif is a fist, but Be'egroif Resha. Egroif is Aleph Gimel. Gimel Alofim. Aleph is Eleph also. Same as Eleph. Gimel Alofim Resh Pei. 3,280. Egroif is 3,280. Gimel Alofim Resh Pei is the Gematria of, as we mentioned, all 10 Makas. Now, at this stage already, after the Yidden checked out by Makas Choshech with the Nechasim of the Mitzrim are, Darbarna Ba'ozne Om, Vish'alu Ishmei Esri Eyu, Vish'ami Esri Ua, Klei Kesef Ami Chayzov, we're learning Baba Kama, there's a Chayra Kasha, it says, Ish V'loi Shorei Eyu, Shorei Eyu, sorry, V'loi Shal Nochri. Over here, why are the Mitzrim Klapi the Yidden called Rei Eyu? Well, because there still wasn't Mitzias Mitzrayim yet, there wasn't Matan Torah, so the Mitzri Klapi the Yid is called Rei Eyu. Interesting, I saw various Pshatim on this. There's one shot in the Pasuk that even at this stage when the Yidden are going into the Mitzrim to ask for it, if you walked in with tattered clothing, the Mitzri is looking at you, he says, yeah, you're not from the Besser mention. It's telling the Yidden that are poor to borrow fancy, good-looking clothing from the richer Yidden so that when they go in to handle with the Mitzrim, they look like they're on par over here. That otherwise the Mitzri is not going to be... So it's taka first to borrow from the... Now, part of this is the Inyan of the Rechush, and it's a fascinating thing. It's not some Zaitige Prat. It's part of the process. It's not a Zaitige Prat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach. Some say it's referring to Matan Torah. Some say it's referring to the Bizas Hayam. Some say to the Bizas Mitzrayim. But it's a necessary part of the process. By Purim Fakeret, you have to know what it means over there. But over here, the Rechush and the Biza, it's part of the process of the Geula. There's a fascinating Vart from the Michtav Sofer, is one of the sons of the Chassam Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, the Michtav Sofer. He says a fascinating pshat. He says the Rechush Gadol is the Mida of his Stapkus. And he learns in that to the Pesukim, that a person has to know that if he's really going to be Sameach Bechelkoi, when he's not going to be in that ultimate never-ending race of Yesh Leimana, writes a Oid Masayim, and he doesn't even have half. He has 100, he wants 200 more, and he doesn't even have 50% of what he wants if he makes the Cheshbon. And the more he has, the more he's further from what he really wants. There's an Inyan of a Stapkus B'mu'at. And that's the Rechush Gadol, because the Mistapik, the one that's Mistapik, he's Be'emes Tzefridin, he's Be'emes Besimcha, he Be'emes has Betochen, he Be'emes is Rabua. He's Yesh Loi Mone, Ve'roitze Mone, Ve'sagi Loi Bechetzi Mone, and Hakol B'seder. Now, the Pasuk says literally they were told to ask from the Mitzrayim for literal Rechush. Of course, says the Michtav Sofer, if you're an Oni and you really don't have anything, yeah, ich bin a garnis. It's not a kunst to be a garnis when you're a garnis. You have to have a rechush to have the darga of being mistopic that you don't need the rechush. So the rechush was a hechatimtza for the darga of rechush. God will love mistopkes to more. The parasha switches now to the first mitzvah of the Torah, hachoydesh hazalachem. The truth is, the Torah could have started from hachoydesh hazalachem, but it started from Bereshis. Now, the fascinating concept of how the moon, the chodshei hayoreach, work. A cycle of the moon is bidiktuk chof tes yud beis tashtzag, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim tashtzag. Chalokim, there are 1,080 chalokim in each hour, and the precise reason why we break an hour into 1,080, why don't you just break an hour into 60 minutes or 100 segments? Why this weird number, 1,080? Of course, there's a Kabbalistic reason for 1,080, Tzirufim of Shemos. But the emes is, the reason is because it's the smallest fraction possible, because the cycle of the moon is 793 chalokim. You didn't want to just say 41 minutes. It's not going to be exact. It's exactly 793 out of 1,080. We call it 41 minutes or 42 minutes plus one more chalik, and every month it gets added like that. Now, the Shnas Yoreach, 12 such cycles, is 354 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalukim, which is very nice. But it's not exactly on par with a solar year. Now, let me make it very clear. Solar years don't have months. They don't have months. A solar year is the time, amount of time it takes for the cycle of the sun. The cycle of the sun is 365 days and 6 hours. And, to my knowledge, zero chalukim, although Shraga will correct me. But the problem is there's a little bit of a 11 kemat, actually 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalokim deviation. The way to Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Shloilem, set it up that there should be a merging system of the solar year and the lunar year is to make a Shanim Uberis. 7 out of 19 years, we add an extra month. There's a system, there's a phone number, 332-3332, meaning the 3rd, the 6th, the 8th, the 11th, the 14th, the 17th, and the 19th year, 332-3332. Adding 7 out of those 19 years, an extra month, Kimat gets it perfectly aligned, the solar year to the lunar year. Now, in the Western civilization, they broke the months into 12, the years into 12 months, and each month has either 30 or 31 or 29 days. There's no reason for it. You could have broken it into days, segments of 50 days or 20 days. It's just to be'erich be similar to the lunar months. There's no significance be'etzim to those months. But that's the system. Now, the Gemara speaks out that why didn't you just say that a month every time? What do you need to have a Rosh Chodesh? Why don't you just say that every 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim, it swaps to a new month? The Gemara says because months, this is Xeris HaKosev, chadoshim are liyomim, not lishois. We don't have months lishois. You don't say we're up to the seventh hour of. So the process was that some of the months are molei and some of the months are chaser. There's actually a remez to it. The Paneach Rosa says that it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Chodesh, if you take the letters of the word Chodesh, Chodesh is spelled Ches Tov, Dalid, Chodesh, Ches Dalid Shin. Dalid is spelled Dalid Lamed Tov, and Shin is spelled Shin Yud. The hidden inner letters of Chodesh are Tlusin. Tlusin in Aramaic is 30. It's a hint that a Chodesh, the Miluyah, should be 30 days. Now, the Torah gives a lot of dinim of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Some of the dinim are only were the Pesach Mitzrayim and not Ladoiris. Some of the dinim were given Ladoiris also for Pesach. And it's in the interim when we're going to go back now to Makkos Bechiris. Now, there's a huge sugis here. It's not for the scope now, but just to touch one or two unyanim. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Matzah is Teichelu. Ach Bayim Harishan Tashvisu Sa'arim Batechem. You eat Matzah for 7 days. Now, there's no Matzah for 7 days. The Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Be'erev Teichel Matzah is the first night. That's the Iker Chiyiv, and there's a Gzeres HaKosev that not only together with Karban Pesach to eat the matzah and maror, but even Bezman HaZeh, when there's no Pesach, there's still a Gzeres HaKosev, the Eraisa, of eating matzah, not maror, but matzah, Bezman HaZeh, the Eraisa of Erev Teichel Matzahs. But there's another din of Shivas Yomim Matzahs Techelu. According to some, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, the Goyin brings it like that, the Mishnah Berurah brings this Goyin, and there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days, but then the Pasuk continues, Ach, by Yemarisha Tashvisu Sa'or. Now, the Baal HaTurim, I can't figure it out. I have a suffix how to read this Baal HaTurim. On this pasuk, Shivas Yomim Matzahs Techelu, Ach, Bayeim Harishon Tashbisu Sa'or, the Baal HaTurim writes, Ach is Gematria Choyva. Ach, 21, is Gematria Choyva. She'ein Choyva El B'Yom Harishon. The Choyva is only the first day. Is he referring to Matzah? That the Chi of Matzah is only the first day? Or is it going on Tashbisu? That the Iker Din of Tashbisu is the first day, which is a big sugya, whether the Tashbisu is the whole time of Pesach or the Tashbisu is the time before. It's unclear what he's referring to. Now it says, by one of the differences, the Mishnah in Pesachim and the sugya in Pesachim in the 8th and 9th parak goes Barichas into the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. One of the Nakudas that the Gemara speaks out is that it says, V'achaltem oisai b'chipazoin, and the Gemara says, Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipazoin. Pesach Doiris is not b'chipazon. Although the Chassam Sofer says that l'doiris, all the years, Klal Yisrael l'doirisam, end up doing it b'chipazon. They have a very lengthy manishtan, halach, ma'anya, and kindalach, saying all the Dvar Torahs for the first 3 segments of Magid, and all of a sudden it's close to Chatzos, and everyone is rushing to do b'chipazon. Kach noi, Klal Yisrael does it b'chipazon, he says. But the Emes says, it says only Pesach Mitzrayim b'chipazon. Rav Tzadik writes, in the Erste Shtickel, he writes that it's a Yisoyin and Avodas Hashem. In the Yisoyin and Avodas Hashem, the emes is, at the beginning, there has to be a chipozayim. There has to be a thrust of energy that's done by chipozayim. But Avodas Hashem, in a long, drawn-out process, can't be by chipozayim. It has to be b'mesinos, it has to be thought out, it has to be b'machshava, and it has to be ragua. But it's not a stira. The mahalach is first by chipozayim, and then ragua. And that's the Yisoyin. Mitzrayim, at the beginning of Klal Yisrael, it's by chipozayim, but then it's ragua. Similarly, each Yochid v'Yochid in his Mahalach of Avodas Hashem, at the beginning it's Bechi Pozayim. I saw a beautiful mashal in the Sefer Maskel Shleime from Rav Shleime Karlebach. He was the Mashgiach Zatzal. He was the Mashgiach in Chaim Berlin. He writes in Maskel Shleime, he gives a mashal of a rocket ship. If you know anything about rocket ships, you use hundreds and thousands of gallons of delic, of gasoline, to create energy, to thrust the rocket out of the atmosphere. But that's only for the first mamish few seconds, as it has to thrust itself out of the atmosphere. The entire time when it's in outer space, it's going on cruise control. It's not using up energy of the... It's finished. It's done already. That's the nakuda. You need a tremendous burst of energy of chipazin at the beginning. But then afterwards, then it's already hakol v'seder. It's, I mean, you have to control where you're going. Make sure you're finding the right destination and recalculate destination if need be. Don't find yourself in the wrong place. But the etzen, it's not using the energy anymore. The energy that's being used is already at the beginning. Now, the pasuk says, "Ach bayim arishan tashbisu," and there's a fascinating thing over here because we know that there are some dinim of Pesach that start from chatzos. You don't eat matzah until the night, but the isser of chametz, achilas chametz bevadai, starts at chatzos. Maybe not karas, but the isser achila, and there's already a chiyuv tashbisu. It's a machlokes rishonim, but some rishonim say there's already a lav of bal yiroyeh from chatzos. Stiris in the Rambam, stiris in Rashi, a big tumult about this. Where's the source for this? What's the yisoy? There's a Meiri and other Rishonim that bring down, when does a new day start? It's interesting, there are four segments in the day. Well, you know, we say there are 24 hours in a day, although, where's the makar that a day should be broken into 12 hours? Why not 10 hours? Why not 8? Why not 50? There is makaris in Chazal, but it's not... Okay, you have to know, there's a concept that 12 hours... The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that Adam Arishan did 12 things that first day when he was created on Yom HaShishi, including eating from the Eitz Hadas and giving birth to Cain and his twin sister, not Hevel, and various other things. And he did 12 things. So the Gemara says, Shah Achas, he did this, Shah Shnia, he did this. And maybe Fakert, that's why we break days into 12, because Adam Rishon did 12 things. If he would have done 15 things, we would have broken it into 15. There's no sadistic reason why. No, the day is the process of a sun making the full cycle. I understand, it comes night, it comes day. But why break it into segments of 12, not 10 or I'll tell you something fascinating. In the French Revolution, they decided that they want to have everything very organized. They want to get rid of the king, right? Melechein la'arbe, and everything very organized, and everything in sets of 10. And they created a metric system, which actually, except for in America and Micronesia, most countries in the world, I think even in China, they do this system that everything is broken into 10. There's meters, 10 meters, 100 meters, a centimeter, segments of 10. They did it with distance, they did it with weight, kilogram, gram, centigram. They wanted to do it with time as well. They wanted to break every day into segments of 10, and every one of those 10 segments should have 100, I don't know if they would call it minutes, whatever, even 100. And they also wanted every 10 days should be a new cycle. And that, like Tzolach, because there's Shabbos, and Shabbos is a Metzias and the Bria, and that, it was Pasha Lois time also. They wanted, the same way they weight and distance and various other things went with a metric system, a system of tens, they wanted to do it to time as well. Loi salach yodam bazeh, because it would have been a fundamental akira of the concept of Shabbos. But getting back to us, the 24 hours, if you mind, or yom and laila, there's certainly chatzos. There's the time when it's, there's chatzos hayom, there's chatzos laila, there's tchilas hayom and tchilas halayla. When does a new day heralded in? Are you aware of the fact that in Western civilization, a new day is heralded in at chatzos laila? In Yiddishkeit, Chilas halayla. There are other civilizations that actually a new day starts by Alois HaShachar, by the beginning of the day. And in Mitzrayim, Chatzais Hayoim was actually the zenith, was the turnover time. And that's why, as we go through Yitzias Mitzrayim, and every year a Yid has to go through Mitzrayim, the emesis Pesach starts at Chatzais of Yudalim, because on the Mitzri schedule, that's the first day. That's already Tesvav Nisan, 6 hours earlier. Now, we're not eating matzah then, because matzah is a Yiddish azach. We're going to turn into Yiddin. And at that we're going to do at night. But the not eating the chametz, that we're actually doing already from chatzos. Lefi zeh, I once wanted to say, a chiddush, there's very big stiris in the Rambam about whether Bal Yiroh starts already from chatzos hayoyim. Quite mefurish of the yukim as such in a few places. The problem is the Rambam in the Hagdama, in the Yad HaChazak and Hilchos Pesach, he writes, Bal Yiroh shivas yomim. He should have said. He says Tashbisu starts from the Yudalit. He says Bali Rosh Shivas Yamin. Ulai, everyone talks about it. Ulai, may I suggest the Rambam means yes, Shivas Yamin. Yeah, but the Shivas Yamin starts at Chatzos of Yudalit, then we turn into a Yud, and it gets lengthened. But it's really seven. Maybe that would also be Pshat in Rashi and Parsha Shlach that says there are eight tzitzis. connected to 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's really only 7 days. So some say Rashi means seven chutei lovan and one chut of tcheles, and it's the seven chutei lovan connected to 7 days till Kriyas Yamsuf. And there are various other pshatim, but maybe it's because you start from Chatzos Yom, but then you switch because by the night it turns into a new day, because now we turn into Yidden, and that's how you get to the number 8. In Mesechta Smachos, which is one of the Mesechtas Ketanis that you have after Mesechta Avos in a classic Shas in Gemara by Dezara, Idius Hyrius, there's also the various Mesechtas Ketanis. One of them is Mesechta Smachos. Mesechta Smachos is different than any other Mesechta over there, which has Brises, Prokim, and Brises. Starts with a small Agarata segment. You don't, it's like just there. No one knows what, like a Shtickle Medrash over there. And it says, Vayhi b'chatzi alayla v'Hashem hikakol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, the pasuk says, "Biyoyim he kasei kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim." So it's a stira. Did Makis b'charis happen by day or by night? Answers this segment of Agadah as a hakdama to Masechta Smachos. They started choking and goisasing at chatzos laila, but actually it took 6 hours until they actually finally died. Zok the Nachlas Yaakov, which is a pirush on Masechta Smachos. What's this doing here? He says, fascinating. The first halacha in Masechta Smachos, which is about death and bereavement and avelus, is, it's not, some people call it Masechta Evel Rabasi. Now maybe you know what it is. Evel Rabasi, Smachos, yeah? So the first Brice, the Perek Aleph, Brice Aleph starts off, Goises Hareyu Kechai L'chol Dover. A Goises still has considered a person is alive when he's a Goises. Okay. Says the Nachlas Yaakov, fascinating. The Gemara Sanhedrin, this week's Daf Yomi, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was Koiver Moshe, how is he Toivel afterwards to become Tar after he buried Moshe? He can't be B'mayim, he doesn't fit into the mikvah. Mi ma'adad b'sha'ali mayim, according to Pasuk and Mishlei. So he says he was Toivel in Ish. Frek Toises over there in Sanhedrin. You're asking how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toivel, but how is he Metamah to be Koiver Moshe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kayin. It says V'yikhuli Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kayin. How is he Metamah himself? Says HaKadosh, says Toises, Moshe Rabbeinu, Banim Shal Mokoyim. You're allowed to be Metamah to Shiva Kroivim. Vice says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kayin, not a Kayin Gadol. I don't know. Kain God will even to Shiva Kroivim now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Metame to Shiva Kroivim. Zok the Nachlas Yaakov, yeah, but how was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metame to kill the Mitzrayim? That's it. It's not related to them. What? And he's a Kayan. How is he Metame? The answer is, they probably, when he, by the Chatzois, he made them only into a Goises, and they choked for 6 hours. And Goises, Harei Ukechai L'chol Davar. That's the Hakdama to the Masechta Smachos, that the Makkah happened by. Now, that's a chiddush, though, that actually they didn't die right away. The pastors, they died right away. And there's an afkamina lahalacha, there's an interesting shaila in the Shvus Yaakov. You know, a father who has a bechor, even if he's not a bechor, has to fast tainus bechorim. The Shvus Yaakov has an interesting shaila. A person that Mazel Tov has a baby, Leil B'dikas Chametz, his first child, after B'dikas Chametz, in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., he has his first child, ben bechor. Does he have to fast the next morning because he has a son of bechor? So he says, it depends. What do you think happened in Mitzrayim? Pregnant woman that was giving birth to a bechor in a mitzvah shalei. What happened to such a baby? A baby that was born 3 a.m. Did it die? Makis Becheris already happened in Chatzos. Someone told me maybe she should have a miscarriage by Chatzos. But says the Shvus Yaakov Hazot, Avad, such babies were born at 3 a.m. and did not die. They did not die. They lived happily ever after. And that's why such a person that has a baby does not have that time as bechor. Even though it's the night before, that's a stickle problem, but fine. Why? He says, the Masechta Smachos has a stira. On one pasuk it says, Hashem killed all the Bechayrim in Mitzrayim at night. And the other pasuk it says, He killed all the Bechayrim by day. How could it be? The Torah says, they were a goises for 6 hours, they were choking, a story. What's the problem? Why don't you say, at Chatzais, He killed all the ones that were alive. Then a whole bunch of ladies had babies, maybe dozens. And then those were killed when it came to morning. So someone told me, that's not Hikesi called Bechar Beretz Mitzrayim. Actually, it is. All the other ones are dead already. These couple of dozen are called Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim. Why didn't the Masechta Smachos answer that? Must be such babies didn't die. Such a father doesn't have to fast.